Spoke last time, and the Rambam says you're not supposed to be mechash of the kates. You're not supposed to try to figure out when Mashiach comes. And we said two reasons. Number one reason you're not supposed to do that is because it may not come when you want it to come, and therefore you'll give up. And number two is because you're going to wait for it to come only when it's expected. You're not going to wait for it before. Okay. There's another Gemara that talks about trying to get Mashiach to come early, which is the Shlosha Shavuos. That there's a Gemara that discusses, based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael three Shavuos. Now, there's a kuntras by the Samarav called Shlosha Shavuos, which is the source for his shita on the Medina, this Medina Yisrael, about why he held it was a violation of the Shlosha Shavuos. But just understand, the pasuk says like this in the beginning of the second parak of Shir HaShirim. It says, "Hishbati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim. B'nois Yerushalayim, I made you a shvua. B'tzvois o ba'ayol es ha-seda. U'ta'ir v'm-ta'ir es ha-ahava. Ad she-techmat." Don't preempt the ahava. Don't preempt the love that I have for you, because you'll wait, you have to wait for the time. Then it says again in Shir HaShirim, another two times, "Hishbati eschem b'nois Yerushalayim." Says it all the way at the end of Shir HaShirim again. He talks about Hishbati three times in here. It says again, Parak Gimel. It says Hishbati Eschem B'nei Yerushalayim B'tzvois O'Bayil Hasem Ta'irim Ta'iras O'Av Ashatachbats. So it talks about three Shavuos that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael and with the Umayis Ha'olam. So what were these three Shavuos? So the Gemara Ksuvis tells us there were three Shavuos that let me just get close. Okay, what were the three Shavuos? One was, hang on one second. That Hashem made a Shavuot with the Umas Ha'olam, Shlo Yishtabdu B'Yisrael Yoyser Midai. That Hashem should, that the Umas Ha'olam should not be Mishtabin in Klal Yisrael, should not be too much avoid in Klal Yisrael Yoyser Midai. The second one is, two other shvuos, the loyalu b'chayma, which means that Klal Yisrael shouldn't go up against over the wall to try to conquer Israel. Loyimadu ba'umais, and they should not violate the umais. In other words, Hashem is basically saying, you guys stay in Golos. You guys are in Golos. Don't be murdered ba'umais. Don't try to show, you know, rebellion against the umais ha'olam, because that means that you're trying to take things into your own hands as if you're the boss. Okay, you're not the boss. I'm the boss. I put you in Golos. Stay in Golos. Lo yalu b'chayma. Don't go into Eretz Yisrael before the time is. When the time comes to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's when you should go to Eretz Yisrael. And the last one is to the umay sa'olam shlo yishtabdu b'Yisrael. So that was the third shavuah. So this is the gemara that says shloisha shavuos. This is the famous gemara called the shloisha shavuos. Three shavuos that Hashem made in order to kind of basically dictate history. So what did the Samarav say? The Samarav said that making a Jewish state before Mashiach is a violation of the Shloisha Shavuos, because it's that one of the Shavuos is Loyalu B'chayma. You're not supposed to go into the land and take ownership and rebel against the Umay Soil. So therefore, that was one of the main sources that the Samarav developed his Shita, or, you know, that, you know, whatever, everyone's familiar with his Shita on Eretz Yisrael. On the Medina, on the state of Israel. However, there were a lot that argued on the Samarav, obviously, because that wasn't considered the mainstream opinion. Now, where does the Samarav come from, first of all? It says that there's a big machloikis between, as is well known, between the Ramban and the Rambam, if nowadays is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah nowadays to go and live in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says yes. There's a mitzvah called Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, listed as the fourth mitzvah in the back in the Rambam of the extra mitzvahs. So it's a fourth mitzvah that you should do. And there's a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, no, there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. A person could live there, it's a nice thing, but there's no positive mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If there would be a mitzvah, it would be that even though it's interesting to note that the Ramban himself made a big effort, and everyone knows he got there, he saw an end of his life, where he testified that he could barely find a minyan. And that's why he went and built the Ramban's shul, etc. So he did go to Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban. But Lamaisi, he held it wasn't a positive commitment, it wasn't a mitzvah. So the Megillas Esther says that one of the reasons the Rambam held. No, I'm saying the opposite. I'm sorry, I got the sheetahs back messed up. It's the opposite. Is that the Ramban held it was a mitzvah and the Rambam said it wasn't. The opposite. Okay. So one of the reasons why the Megillas Esther says that the Rambam says it's not a mitzvah is goofy because of this Shlosha Shvuos. How could there be a mitzvah to go live in Eretz Yisrael if it says you're not supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach because you're being doichik the Shah? You're pushing the Zman of the Gula too quickly. So the Rambam held that there was no mitzvah to go in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban clearly argued. So how would the Ramban deal with the Shlosha Shvuos? What?
Yeah.
As an individual, not as a governmental. Okay. So some say, I think Meshech Chochma says, and others, a very simple answer. The answer, as he says, is that these were given over as three Shvuos. The three Shvuos were is that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, look, right now, the way Golos is that you're supposed to be sent out into Golos. The plan is that you should be under the rulership or under the dictator, whatever, under the Malchus of the Umay Sa'ilah, under the Malchus of the leadership of the non-Jews. That being the case, says the Rambam, says the Meshech Chochma, how did Hashem make this balance? He said, on the one hand, the Umay Sa'ilah have a Shvua to you, that they should not be mishtabed yosemidai. They shouldn't work you too hard. And on the other hand, the Yidin have a shvua that they shouldn't rebel against the Messiah. So it should be a relationship that works. They shouldn't do too much to you, and you shouldn't fight back and try to leave the land and go there. So you have to be loyal citizens, and they have to be a good government to you. So it says Meshech Chochma, the three shvuas were not bris. It was a deal. But if they don't keep their part of the deal, then we don't have to keep our part of the deal. This wasn't a shvua to Kodesh Baruch Hu, as much as it was a deal between the nations of the world and Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Hashem put us in Golos and made a deal. He said, look, you guys do this, this is how it should be. But the minute that the Umay Sa'ilam don't keep their half of the deal, and the Umay Sa'ilam were mishtabed l'Yisrael, and they tortured the Jews, and they did terrible things to the Jews, at that point, the Jews waive their chiyuv to abide by the shvua, and they're now allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael even before Mashiach in order to go and find a safe place, whatever it is. So that's how he understands it. Now there's a famous piece in the Gra, or maybe it's the Gra. It's a sefer called Kol HaTor. Kol HaTor, also based on a pasuk in Shir Shirim, Kol HaTor Nishma V'Ratzinu. So Kol HaTor is a very controversial sefer. It never appeared until about 100 years after the death of the Gra. And it was miyuchas to a Talmud of the Gra. It was miyuchas to one of the Talmudim of the Gra, and it was claimed to have been the Messiah of the Gra on Eretz Yisrael. Now, obviously, the Gra sent his Talmudim. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the theory behind that book, whether it's accurate or not, but the theory behind that book is that going into Eretz Yisrael is not a violation of the Shavua when you're gufa going in order to hasten the Mashiach. And you need to be there, and that helps Mashiach come. Being there, gufa, will help Mashiach come. So therefore, because the schos of Klaisel doing mitzvahs and Eretz Yisrael will be a hisayir, it's gufa for Mashiach to come. So therefore, it's part of the messianic process is going and being in Eretz Yisrael even prior to Mashiach in order to help Mashiach come. So it's kind of a circular thing. You can't go before Mashiach, but you need to be there for Mashiach. So it must be that there's kind of what we've been saying, there's two levels, there's two parts of the process. But to some degree, there was a source in that, there was a source in that book that the Gro would have been okay with the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and the whole process. Right. But even to take some sort of control of the government, the Gro would have been okay. Again, the book's a complicated book, and it's not so clear that that's the Gro himself. But this is at least the beginning to understand the process of what the Shlosha Shvuos are, and you know the main theory of the Satmar Shita is a mimer of the Satmar called Mimer Shlosha Shvuos, and you know where he proves his shita on this as well. So that's just some of the background as we're getting into the last chapter of the Sefer of Evan Shlomo, which talks all about Mashiach. So that's why I'm trying to give a little bit of a broader background than all the shitas. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Now.